Connecticut mother who lost her son during the September 11th attacks is still working to support the needs of other victims. Those needs include health care, but the funding to continue providing screenings and treatment could be cut by the Trump administration. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports.
Mary Fetchett lost her son Brad 17 years ago. The 24-year-old was one of thousands of victims who died in the World Trade Center towers. That same year, Fetchett, who lives in New Canaan, founded Voices of September 11th. It's an organization that supports and provides resources for the ongoing needs of survivors, first responders, and the families of victims.
He and others have given me the strength to carry on. And I think once you start that work, it would have been harder for me to look the other way and think somebody else is going to take care of this.
Her organization connects those in need with health care through the federally funded World Trade Center Health Program. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal told Congress that the Trump administration is not doing enough to keep programs like Fetchett's that also provide mental health care and resources running.
I continue to be disappointed by the administration's failure to keep faith with the World Trade Center Health Program that provides critical funding for the first responders who answered the call on 9/11. They were given no protective gear, no warning about the carcinogens and other toxic chemicals, and the World Trade Center Health Program continues to be underfunded by the administration.
Over 500 Connecticut first responders went to ground zero on 9/11. Survivor and first responder advocates say President Donald Trump's 2019 proposed federal budget could disrupt treatment for more than 80,000 people nationwide who receive care through the program. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.